Okay, I guess we're live. welcome to part three of the five steps of creation. And so now we're going to be continuing with step two. So, step one, contrast causes you to ask, and you can't stop asking for improvement because it is our natural way of being to always be asking for improvement, because it is our natural way of being to always be growing and expanding. So step one, contrast causes you to launch rockets of desire for improvement. And then finally, step two, infinite intelligence is on your team, and once and when life causes you to want something, source guides to work on it. Step two is not your step. Step two is where source answers what you're asking for. Step two is source becomes your desire. You have launched your rockets of desire, and source becomes the vibrational equivalent of what you asked for. As an example, when you ask for more money, you as source becomes vibrationally more prosperous. Source literally becomes this money that you desire. Or if it's relationship, you launch a rocket as a desire for improvement, your source vibrationally becomes the kind of person that has that relationship. So, step two is where the laws of the universe go to work on your behalf. Again, step two is not your step. You don't have to do anything there. You just allow. It is where the entire universe, the law of attraction, and your source all go to work to answer what you're asking for. You have asked, and now step two is, it is given. The answer, the solution is born. In the very moment that you clearly ask and you make a clear, concise decision, all of creation lines up, all of the cooperative elements to create that desire into physical reality. The universe, the law of attraction, source, adds power to and makes the way clear for the manifestation of your desire. Source shines a light on it and holds this creation for you in vibrational escrow, in your vortex of creation, your We're back. Source adds power to and makes the way clear for the manifestation of your desire. Source shines a light on it and holds this creation for you in vibrational escrow. Your desire is instantly created for you vibrationally and is held for you in your vortex of creation. And when you can put yourself into a receptive state where you can recognize the power of the answering of your desires, then you are in that moment accomplishing step three, bum, 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 of the creative process. So steps, when you're at step three, then you are practicing the art of allowing, which is being in vibrational alignment with your desire. So step three is the allowing step. It is the surrender step. It is where you stop asking and just know that what you want is on its way to you. It's the solution step. And when you have mastered this step, you expect your desires to manifest. And so they do. That's step four. We'll get there. Step three is becoming a vibrational match to the solution, to manifest and live that solution in physical reality. Step three is the art of focusing on the solution rather than the problem. It is the art of focusing on what you do want and letting go of what you don't want and appreciating the contrast of what you don't want because of the clarity it has given you and the focus it has provided to focus on what you do like and do want to manifest what you want into physical reality. So if you can do these clear steps of deliberate creation, of step one, I want, step two, I allow, you will manifest your desires quickly and easily as long as you don't push it away with your doubt and all of your desire, then all of your desires will come to you. When you are in a state of allowance, you have no negative emotion about anything. The state of allowing is freedom from negativity. It is freedom from resistance. And when you have made a clear decision and set forth your desire with clear intent to have what you want, you are feeling only positive emotion about it with zero fear-based thoughts that your desire will not manifest, and no thoughts about the lack of your desire, and no thoughts that are resistance in nature, such as needing to prove your worth or deserving to receive your desire, etc., then your desire must manifest into physical reality. It is law. It is the law of attraction. So mastery of step three is you are in absolute vibrational alignment with your request from step one. Step three is allow. Step three, your journey is to find a way to become a vibrational match to your desires that have been created for you in your vibrational escrow in step two from your source, and to allow them to manifest into physical reality. Without becoming a vibrational match to your desires, they will not manifest into physical reality, even though they already exist vibrationally in your vortex of creation. You've got to bridge the gap between physical and non-physical. That's why you're here on this planet, by thinking, feeling, and doing things that feel good, because feeling good in general is a vibrational match to the good feelings that you will feel when your desires manifest physically. Because that's why you want anything in the first place, because you want to feel good. So another way of describing step three is to expect. Expectation is step three. Expect your desires to manifest. Just be easy about it and expect it and allow it. Expect it and allow it, and everything you desire will manifest. That's the mastery of creating what you want. That means letting go of all resistance that is hindering you, your desires, your doubts, any doubts that are hindering your desires from manifesting and that are pinching you off from focusing your own source, which is always well-being and abundance. Step three, you've got to find a way to release resistance in order to allow what you've asked for, which is already vibrationally there for you, to flow into your experience. This is the art of allowing. It is the art of allowing what you are asking for to be realized by you. Step three is practicing, though preparing yourself to be in a vibrational place that allows the path of most allowance. Practicing your aligning your vibration to be in the path of most allowance or the path of least resistance. So, if you care about how you feel and you start out each day in a centered state, thinking about things that are easy to think about, then momentum will increase because the law of attraction is always responding to you. And as that moment increases, as you keep thinking about things that you appreciate in the absence of resistance, which is also the purpose of meditation, you get into what we are calling a high-flying disc, or is what Abraham calls a high-flying disc. You're in a resistance-free state. Your momentum is getting stronger. You're resistance-free. That's when you start feeling feelings like elation and fascination, and you appreciate everything. You're excited. You're inspired. And once you're spending a lot of time in that place, it just becomes your natural state. You become unconsciously competent at staying in that state. And then people are going to start noticing your joy and eagerness, and your and your excitement and your happiness and how you're thinking fast on your feet and everything seems to go well for you and synchronicities happen and you meet people at the perfect time and money just flows and you're in the right place at the right time with the right people and you're feeling good all the time. Now, when contrast introduces itself to you, and of course it will, because that's the nature of physical reality, it's not such a big deal, because you appreciate contrast. You will have just a little small wobble. You won't have a big wobble like you maybe would have. You're not going to go off your nut like you used to. You don't take such a big dive and have such a big dip in vibration as the old days before you built up your positive mental mindset, your positive mindset. So this is step four. Step four is feeling good most of the time. So I'm going to stop it now and then I'm going to go on to the next video for step four. So I hope you enjoyed this video and I'll see you on the next one.